Hey, hello everybody. How you doing? This is Chris. This is episode 83. Welcome back to the Libertarian Republican Podcast. So this one is about tinkering with complex systems that we don't understand. And yeah, I've talked about this a little bit before, but I just want to do an episode just focusing in on that point, because this is really this is a big lesson of the Austrian School of Economics, Friedrich Hayek. I did an episode on the knowledge problem, episode 5, almost a year ago. And it's what we're seeing, all of these problems that we're seeing right now in July of 2022, it's actually June 30th or something like that today. I think 31st, maybe? I don't know. But all of the problems we're experiencing right now are really a result of people, governments, essentially, but cheered on by many of us, many Americans and many people all around the world, cheered on the government tinkering and meddling with a complex system, the world economy, that society, really. It's not just the economy, it's society, it's civilization itself. People tinkered with it, they meddled with it, they tried to fix it, they tried to you know, I've likened it before about pulling a lever over here, pulling a rope over there. There's, you know, ropes and pulleys and levers and switches and it's a complicated system that nobody really understands. And if you mess with it, you're going to create problems that you haven't thought about, you haven't thought of, you haven't foreseen. And COVID, during COVID, this is, I mean, look, the government tinkers and meddles with our economy all the time. That's one of the reasons why we have all these problems. But they really ramped it up during COVID. And the shutdowns, the mandates, the money printing, the handing out checks to people, the bailing out certain industries, the shutting down some small business, shutting down small businesses and letting the big businesses stay open, you know, all that kind of stuff. It has created all of these problems. Inflation, I've talked about this before, inflation, a big part of that is all that money printing. The supply chain problems. Remember the chip shortage, people couldn't get electronics, you couldn't get a car, you know, used cars became more expensive than new cars because, you know, you couldn't even get a new car, so people were bidding up the price of these used cars. Look at the flight delays. People are complaining about flight delays. Well, a lot of pilots quit. A lot of pilots retired. A lot of the airlines encouraged pilots to retire because they couldn't, because people weren't flying for a year or so there. In 2020, the airlines like slashed their flights because nobody was flying, everybody was terrified. And so now you've got pilot shortages, you've got airplane shortages. You know, they retired older airplanes, but then they didn't build new airplanes because there was supply chain problems and labor problems, and factories were closed. You know, you've got the problems of cargo ships off the coast of California that can't get in because, and a lot, part of that obviously is also because of the environmental regulations that the Californians put in place, where you can't drive an older truck into California. They're illegal now to drive certain trucks into California. You have to have one of the newer trucks that are cleaner, you know. So you can't get enough trucks to offload these ships. So there's all kinds of problems, and it's because of this hubris, this arrogance that people in government, the people in government have. They are arrogant, they don't know what they're doing, they don't really understand what the implications are, the long-term consequences, the short-term, the long-term consequences. They don't really understand how all this stuff works. And, but the underlying problem is you and me. Well, not me, but you. The American people. The vast majority of the, well, maybe not the vast majority, but certainly the majority of the American people trust these people. You know, the majority of the American people believe in these people. They believe that they know what they're doing. And this is what I've been, you know, this is what I'm doing this podcast for. One of the big reasons I'm doing this podcast. If I can get one of you, one person on this planet to lose their faith in the ruling class, lose your faith in these people. If I can get one person to wake up and realize that these people don't know what they're doing. I mean, we've already seen, you know, I've posted on social media about Janet Yellen admitted that she had no, she was wrong about inflation. Now, Paul Krugman has come out and admitted, yeah, I was wrong about inflation. All these people, they don't know what they're doing. I don't care if they went to Harvard or Yale or MIT. I don't care. They are morons. Do not be dazzled by these credentials, the credentialed class. They are stupid. They don't know what they're doing. And they have no humility. You know, I don't know how the world economy works. I know, I understand that the world economy is so complicated because there are billions of people contributing to it and acting. It is the uncoordinated, the world economy is the result of the uncoordinated efforts of millions of individuals. Friedrich Hayek talked about that in his 1974 acceptance speech when he accepted the Nobel Prize in economics. He talked about that, about how if you meddle with the economy, you're not only will you tyrannize your fellow humans, you'll also wreck civilization because you don't really understand. Your arrogance will cause you to do great damage, and you don't because you don't really. You may think you know what you're doing, but you don't. And all of these people in government, they're the reason why we are experiencing all of these problems is because of arrogance at the top. People are arrogant. They think they know what they're doing. They think they can tweak this and tinker over here and meddle over here and adjust this. And they think they've got it all figured out. Well, they don't. They're idiots. They have no idea what they're doing. They're arrogant fools. And they're literally destroying our civilization. And the solution is they need to leave us alone. They need to leave people alone. They need to leave the economy alone. The only way we are going to do that, the only way we're going to achieve that is if we, you and me and the American people and the people all over the world rise up and tell these people, shut up, leave us alone. And that means we need to shut down all of these government agencies that are tinkering and meddling with everything. We need to elect politicians who will leave us alone, who will have humility and say, you know what, I don't really understand how your business works, so I'm gonna let you do your business, and as long as you don't hurt anybody, as long as you don't defraud people, you should be left alone to conduct your business the way you feel like you should conduct your business. And you know, that's what, and I think that this same attitude has to be, we have to take the same attitude to climate change, because these are the same people who are telling you and telling me and telling us all that they know how the climate works. And they know that if we can just do this over here, we just put some solar panels over here and force you to drive an electric car over here and put some windmills over there. If we can just do all that, we'll be able to tune the world's, the Earth's climate to just the way we like it. And they're fools. That's absolute arrogance. They have no idea what they're doing. They have no idea what they're talking about. They call themselves climate scientists, but they have no idea what they're talking about. They're relying on computer models. They are and they're guessing, and it is the epitome of the a lack of humility. It is the epitome of arrogance to think that they are trying to centrally plan and control the human population on Earth in order to achieve an ideal climate of the planet. And the Earth's climate is so complicated. There are so many moving parts. They have no idea what they're talking about. They have no idea what they're doing. And they are in the process of wrecking our civilization. So this is the message that we need to bring. One of the messages that we need to bring. We need to realize this. We need to tell our friends, our family, our coworkers, our strangers on the street. Tell these people they don't know what they're doing. Okay, they don't know what they're doing. You know, there are people in government who are look at the problems of the places where government is most active are the places that are most dysfunctional. And this is a problem that we can fix this, but we need to stand up and fight back against this arrogance. And we need to demand humility. And that's why, look, I mean, I did an episode on, episode number 5, I think it was, about central planning, about the knowledge problem. And that is the key to it all, really, to understand that central planning doesn't work. Because it's too complicated. The world is too complicated. The world economy is too complicated. The Earth's climate is too complicated to be centrally planned. So, all right, that's it. That's quickie episode 83. If you like this podcast, give me some good ratings on iTunes, and you can get on Podbean, and you can message me, and you can talk to me, ask me questions, whatever. You can see me on social media. I'm all over Twitter and Truth and Getter and Minds and Gab and Parler and I don't know what else. There's probably a couple more. Sovereign, Float is another one. And have a good 4th of July. Have a good, great 4th of July weekend. And, you know, this is coming up on the 1-year anniversary of me starting this thing. I started it a year ago, right at the 4th of July. I think it was episode 2. I think episode 2 was about the 4th of July. So you might want to go back and look at that, listen to that. Because I think that was a really important one. The episode on the 4th of July and about what America really means. What America really stands for. The whole point of America. So the theme of America, of the founding. So yeah, if you might want to go back and take a look. And all right, I'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.